Bezer Shem Mizbech, we begin Perek Shmini, the 8th chapter in Hilchas Trumas in the Rambam Sefer Zroim. The Rambam continues regarding who can and cannot eat from Truma, and specifically this Perek discusses individuals that it's, so to speak, the worst of both. That they invalidate the people they're related to, but they don't give them the opportunity to eat in whichever the inverse of the relationship is. As Rambam explains, Halacha Aleph, talking about who these individuals are. You have Ha'uber, you have the fetus, the Yavam, the one that is anticipating a marriage with his sister-in-law when his brother died without any children, the Eretzin and being engaged, the Achedesh and a deaf mute, and Ubentesh Shem Yemechad and a boy who is over 9 years old. They invalidate if they're problematic, but they do not feed if they're not problematic. But the Rambam goes and explains each one individually. Halacha Beis, Rambam discusses who Uber Ketzat. What's the case of the fetus? So he says, if you have Bas Yisrael Hamuberes Mikoin, if you have a woman that was not a Kohanist, but she was impregnated from a Kohen, and her husband passed away. So generally, if she has a child from the Kohen, she would continue eating. But Loi Toichel B'Shvil Uber, she's not going to eat because of the fetus, because the Pasuk V'Yilid Beisei, Heim Yechil B'Lachmai. They only feed if they're actually born. So the Uber will not feed. Now, whereas Uvas Koinim Uberes Mi'Yisrael, in contrast, if a daughter of a Koin is impregnated from a Yisrael and the husband of Yisrael passed away, Asur Lechel, she will be forbidden to eat from the Truma of her father's household, Mimei Uber, because of the fetus. She doesn't have any children, she's going to go back to her father's household, which he was a Koin, as in her youth, with Pratlam Uberes, that excludes if she's pregnant, which she's different than how she was in her youth, she's actually pregnant. So it's the worst of both. Halacha Gimel. Bas Kain Shabola Yisrael, the daughter of a Kain that had relations out of wedlock with a Yisrael. So, in Chayshin Shem and Nisabra, we're not concerned that maybe she was impregnated by this Yisrael. Ella Tevela's Ratchet, she just immersed herself in the mikvah because of the actual Tashmish. Vaychelis La'erev, and she could go to immerse herself in the evening. We're not concerned that maybe she was impregnated because generally, a woman who has Nus, she inverts herself that to prevent from conception. But let's say if she was married to Yisrael, and her husband passed away, then Tevelis Vechelis B'Truma La'erv Adar Bamiyam. Then it's a little bit different. Then she could immerse herself, and eat Truma that evening until a period of 40 days, where even if she was impregnated, but until 40 days, it's not considered as a fetus anyway. And her husband passed away, so she's not connected to him. Now, but Memhuku Bori, if subsequently it's recognizable after 3 months that she's pregnant, that she has carrying a fetus, then she's considered ruined, meaning retroactively from a period of 40 days from when she had her last conception, then her relations, then we're saying that, okay, after 40 days it is a fetus, although we only recognize after 3 months, then we say, okay, whatever was done from that point onwards was problematic for Truma, and because she's had the relationship with the Yisrael, she's connected to him, but more than 40 days, no. Meaning the first 40 days is not a problem. She'll call our bar mein uber because the first 40 days, the child's not considered as a fetus, which is considered as water, but after 40 days, it would be considered as a problem. Halacha dalet, ba'asei soshin nisus l'kohen. If a daughter of a Yisrael gets married to a kohen, umeis, and the husband of the kohen dies, v'nichem uberes, and he leaves her pregnant, so lo yichlu abedeh b'trum b'shvil uber. So we said that she doesn't eat, but also her slaves do not eat truma because of the fetus, which, what do you mean? The ownership goes to the son, which is the fetus, but still, it's only someone that's born that could feed. If he's not born, he cannot go ahead and yet feed. And the reason why is because as a fetus, he has no acquisitions in the estate. Therefore, in other words, since there's no acquisition for a fetus, if the fetus was a chalal, which would make it problematic, as he's one of the inheritors of his father, in the place of Adam, he would not invalidate the slaves. Rather, the older slaves could eat because of the other brothers that are not chalal. Until this child who was born from a forbidden relationship his mother had with his father, making him into a chal, and then the asabad malachal, then older slaves would be forbidden to eat because one of the partners, one of the sons, this one was a chal, thus making them as a forbidden slaves of a chal, which cannot eat truma. Next in the category is halacha hayis, is ram hayavim case. What's the case of the yavam, which we said is paisel, but in the machel, like the worst of both. So, Bas Yisrael has a kukul yavam kain. If you have a daughter of Yisrael that her husband passed away, and she's waiting for yibum from her brother-in-law who's a kain. So loy teichel. The fact that there's this bond between her brother-in-law and her, and he's a kohen, that does not allow her to eat. Because it says in the pasuk, a kohen ki yikneh nefesh. The kohen's going to acquire a soul. Bezadein lekano. He has not acquired yet. He didn't do a yibum tar. Now uvas kohen has kukul yisrael. The other way around, if you have a daughter of a kohen who has a bond with her yavam, that's a yisrael asura, then she's forbidden to partake of her father's truma. Neyavam, of course, of that relationship of zika that she has with her yavam. Shnemek says in the pasuk, "Veshavu beis avikin nedar." She can go back to her father's house like an ayudah, but she's not related anymore to her husband that was Yisrael. But prut l'shemeres yavam, that excludes if she's anticipating yibum, where she's not back in her father's household because she's still connected to the yavam. She's going to be forbidden still in her father's truma. Halacha above yavam kain shabal yivimte. If you have a yavam that's a kain who had relations with his yavama. Now, if he did it ba'enis forcibly, or erroneously, by mistake, or he only had the initial part of the intercourse, but he didn't conclude it, although in all these situations for Yibum, whether it's einish or shogeg hara, he does acquire as a yavam, as a wife, like we explained hechaz Yibum in Perek Bez Halacha Gimel, but these types of inferior types of kinyanim, he's not going to be able to feed her truma. Until he has with her a full-fledged act of cohabitation that's done willingly, consensually, which is rabbinic stringency. Now, but when do we say this? In this Almam and the Eris, if she was widowed from only being engaged to her husband, the kohen. But if she was married to him, since she was eating, even on a rabbinic level, from her first husband, then even with this flawed bia that she has with the yavam, she could continue eating the truma that she had from already from her first husband. Halacha Zayin Rambam continues with the next category. Ha'eris and Ketzad. What's the case of engagement that we said again that's paislin v'loy machilin? So, bas kohen shenasaros liyisrael. And again, we're illustrating both ways. The paislin, which is if she's a bas kohen, and a machilin if she's a bas yisrael. So, bas kohen shenasaros liyisrael. If you have the daughter of a kohen that gets engaged to yisrael, asur alechosh, she's forbidden to eat. Sure, yesh lebokin, because he has an acquisition in her. And we said in the Torah that if she's married to Yisrael, have a kisi lezar, then she's forbidden to go ahead and continue eating truma. Now, uvasi sosh and sosh lekain, but if you have a daughter of Yisrael that's engaged to a kain, loy toichat shetikans lechobah. No, she cannot eat until she goes to the chobah. Shematach lebenem ve'isabikam eshbrand, like we already explained this in Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, that because for a whole year in Talmudic times after she got engaged, she was still in her father's household, and she might give truma to her family members, which are non ganim, and therefore, rabbinically, she's not allowed to eat truma until she gets married. Halacha ches. Yisrael sh'omer l'kehenes, if Yisrael says to a bas kohen, ha'reit mekudeshes li'achar shleish yamim, here he gives her the ring, he gives her, you're engaged to me, but it should only take effect after 30 days. Sorry, Yisrael ches b'truma, kol shleish yamim, she continue eating her father's truma all those 30 days. Shadayin lo'en asar, she's not engaged yet until 30 days happens. Now, v'm amalo, but if he told her, ha'reit mekudeshes li'achar shleish yamim, says, you're engaged to me from now and after 30 days, which that's a doubt in the Gemara, if that's considered as a stipulation, that is when the 30 days passes, then retroactively she should be engaged, or was it a retraction, and that it should only take place after 30 days? So she's, because of that doubt, she's been to eat right away. But all the stipulations are like that, where, again, if it's taking effect then it's okay, but if it's going to be retroactive, then it's going to be problematic, or even if it's a situation of doubt. Lacha test, next category, hacherish ketzad. What's the case of the deaf mute, who again, is paisel v'enam achil? So kehenesh shenishes liyisrael cheresh. If you have a bas kohen, they got married to a yisrael that's a deaf mute. So loy toichal. She's not allowed to eat truma anymore from her father's household. And the reason is sharei kohen b'takanes chacham shetiknuli sun. Rabbinically, the sages instituted, although there's no das, no intelligence for the cheresh, but that he should be able to get married is a rabbinic marriage, and therefore she's has kisi liyazar at least on the rabbinic level, forbidding her from having her father's truma. Whereas a vase sol, this is the kohen cheresh, in contrast, but a bas sol, they got married to a kohen that's a cheresh, loy techesh, she cannot continue eating. The reason for that is, she ain't a kohen atar. Meaning, she cannot start eating as the wife of a kohen, because biblically, he does not have a kinyan, she ain't a bedas, because he doesn't have intelligence. So, it's only rabbinically, and therefore, that would not allow her to violate the isser of eating truma, because on a biblical level, she's not kinyan kasper. Halacha yud. This arsela kohen pikech, let's say she got engaged to a sane kohen, not a cheresh. Now, v'lehisbik l'kansa achen ischarish, but he did not get a chance to consummate the relationship, to get married to her, and he really became a deaf mute. So, in achala, so this woman cannot eat truma because she's only engaged when he was sane. And as we said before, rabbinically, if she's engaged, she cannot eat truma. Now, the fact that subsequently as a cheresh, he married her, that marriage is only rabbinic too. And that we already said in the previous halacha, that does not allow her to eat truma. Now let's say mace. Let's say he dies. V'naflav ne'yavim cheresh, and now she falls for yibim to his brother that's also deaf mute. V'yibim and he does yibim tar. In a chalas, she cannot go ahead and eat truma because it's no better this yavim than the case we had said in the prior halacha of in halacha vav of biya b'shogig if he does it by mistake, which that also would not have her eat truma if she had not been eating in her first husband's lifetime, which was not the case here either because her first husband was a cheresh. Now avam nesah kashu b'kech v'neschash, but let's say the first husband who subsequently died without any children. But when he married her, he was a bekech, and only later on in the marriage did he become a deaf mute. Ah, harizorchalas. Then she could continue eating by her first husband, because again the marriage was done when he was sane. Now mace, if let's say the first husband dies, then she falls for yibim in front of the deaf mute brother-in-law, and he does yibim. Harizorchalas. She can continue eating. And the reason for that is since, as we had said, the same thing in that prior halacha, since she had been eating originally by the first husband, the bia of the yavim that's a cheresh will acquire to maintain what she had by her first husband. Because whenever the husband feeds, the yavim also feeds. Now, ve'eshes cheresh yodim imenu. Now, if the wife of a cheresh gives birth a child from him, harizachas b'shavu b'na, then she could continue eating because of her son. Lachir Avdram continues regarding the next category, that of bentesha shen b'yamechad. If a nine-year-old, how is that he's poisel bein amachal? So misha nivalula asur la. If a woman has relations to a man that's forbidden to her, categorically forbidden, some type of forbidden relationship, a relative or whatever it is, who bentesh mimechad, he's 9 years old. Hoyle biyasabiyah, since halachically we consider his act of cohabitation from when he's 9 years old, sinifslam na kuna, so that invalidates her from kuna because she had a beer with someone that's pasta, vashruma lechma truma, and she's forbidden to eat truma. The reason is nation asks Zayin Chalala, again, whichever category he's from, make her into Zayin Chalala, Kamesh Ran, like we explained in Perek Vav. And this Afalo Yishachav, this even if he was impotent. Now, Vas Yisrael, Shenisus Lekoyin, Bentesha Mimechad, in contrast, if you have a Vas Yisrael that gets married to a 9-year-old boy, Av Bishab Yasabi, although his Bia is an act of Bia, Eino Achilas Bishab Lekoyin, she's not going to be able to eat Truma because she's, so to speak, married to this minor. Because he does not acquire her as a wife to be kinyakasba until he becomes an adult, because he doesn't have intelligence, and nechamu namasak in rabbinic marriage for the cotton, because he will ultimately become a bendas. Now let's say suffik shu bentesh shu mimechad suffik sheina. Let's say not sure was this boy who had relations with a 9-year-old or not, or let's say the other way around. Nisul ben shleisha asa shu mimechad. The second case, she gets married and to a 13-year-old. And Safik Shebi Shtei Sa'ar Safik Shlehevi, you're not sure, did he bring 2 pubic years or not? Is he adult or not? How is Asul Echel? And because there's Safik here on either way, that she'd be forbidden to eat Truma, because we're not sure if he's invalidating her or if he is validating her as a regular husband, as an adult. Halacha Yud Beis Ram continues regarding the same halachas apply in rabbinic Truma. Kol Elu, all these individuals, Shem Shei Machil Mechum Mishal Tarah, just like we said, they cannot feed these people that they're related to, these wives, in regarding to biblical truma, even regarding rabbinic truma, not. Why? Because it's a decree, because they might come to feed regarding biblical truma, and that is problematic, and therefore even rabbinic truma, they're not machin. Now, Lochay Gimel Yad, the Ram continues with a different category of individuals, regarding those that are loy paisim and loy machin, so they're not affecting them at all. The previous category was the worst of both. Paisim and machin. These, as Ram says, these individuals, they do not invalidate the Bas Kohen from her father's Truma, if let's say these men are Yisraelim. And V'loy Mechilin, they don't feed the Bas Yisrael if they are Kahanim. Who are these individuals? You have a Oynes, a Mefata, a rapist, or a seducer, since their relationship is for the purposes of Znus, and not for marriage. And V'ashoyta Shenasi Isha, they have a mentally deranged that marries a woman, where the rabbis did not institute marriage for a shaita, in contrast to cheresh, as we mentioned before. These men will not affect the women, not to make them pasul, not to make them machilun, elam kin haysasur lem, unless they were forbidden to them. Shem pois mois b'biyasa, that's the classic halacha that we've been mentioning. Then they just become invalidated just from the act of bia, because the woman becomes a zayna or chalol, like we explained in Perek Vav halacha zayin. Halacha Yudal Ram continues regarding a relationship of Znus. Misha Nisus the Kohen Shaita. If a woman gets married to a Kohen that's mentally deranged, Oi, which is also not considered marriage, and so it's just an act of Znus. Let's say a kohen violates her or seduces her. Now, again, which is also not marriage, as we said before, but the main point we're bringing out over here is v'yoldo. And then she had a child from him. Oh, then she could continue eating because she's connected to that kohen by having a son from him. Now, although really it's a situation of doubt, because this relationship was without kedushin that would be considered sanctioned. It wasn't considered as a valid kedushin, either because it wasn't done for the purpose of that, or he's a shaita. Now, shemem me'achan esaber, maybe she was impregnated by some other man, but still, we have valid becheskes eshabal. Now, the child is considered presumption of the man that we know that had relations with her. For who, and initially, it's like koyle macha, as long as there's no rumors about her having relations with some other man. Rather, everyone's murmuring about her that she had relations with this kohen. So then again, we'll presume it's from him, and she could eat because she has a child from him. And or the same thing is the other way around. If a bas kohen, who a mentally injured Yisrael, got married to her, or had relations with her, or was seduced or violated by the Yisrael, and she became pregnant, she cannot eat neho uber because of the fetus, which invalidates her. But let's say there was a miscarriage of the fetus, well, how there is a teichel, then she'd be able to go back and eat the chuma from her father's household. Halach d'zvav eishes ish, a married woman, shabo le edek kinoi, that there are witnesses that come and verify that the husband had warned her. And the edek stir, and then the witnesses who say that they could testify that she was secluded with the man that she was warned about. Oh, harez asur lecha b'chuma, so then this woman is forbidden to partake of chuma anymore. At shetishta mehamorim, until she drinks the bitter waters, which is what the halach of saita, because she's in doubt if she was had to commit adultery, which was iznus, and if she did it, then she's forbidden the truma, and since she's a situation of suffix, she's forbidden. Now, Mays Bala, let's say her husband died and she never got a chance. This was Kodim Sheshken before he gave her the Mays Saita to drink, and now she can't drink it anymore because he already passed away. Or let's say she's one of the women who they don't drink the Mays Saita, as the Rambam explains elsewhere regarding the types of women that don't drink the Meisaita, and they don't take their ksuba because of the doubt that they were mezana. So, those women are eternally forbidden to partake of truma because, again, she's a suffix zayna. Now, any wife of a kohen that says, Temeani, that I am defiled, meaning I was mezana, well, then she's forbidden to partake of truma, where, although she's not believed to make herself forbidden to her husband, because maybe she's just doing it because she just wants to get out of the marriage, but regarding truma, she's believed, and therefore she's going to be forbidden to partake of truma like Ashes Ish, who was Mazana. Halacha design, the Rambam continues regarding if a minor gets married on her own. Ketana bas Yisrael, shenisus l'kayin. If you have a minor, the daughter of a Yisrael, who gets married to a kayin, now, that was done shalim midasavi, without her father's consent, without her father's awareness. Now, bein b'fnei avia, now, this that she gets married without her father's acquiescence, whether it's in front of the father, being shalei b'fon, or whether it's not in front of him, where even if, let's say, as the Rambam is about to say, af pishe kitcha avia, although the kedushin was done through the father, and but then he left after the kedushin overseas, so that could be, let's say, she got married when shalei b'fon, and for sure, if let's say the kedushin was also without his consent, for sure the halacha would apply that we're about to say, of enechaz b'chuma, she cannot consume chuma. Why? What do you mean? She's getting married in front of the father, but the reason is because it was without his consent. And the reason is, whether he was around or not, but ultimately, she'em micha, if he protests, she's going to be considered retroactively as a non-Kohanis, because he's nullifying the marriage and the engagement, because since he's a minor, he gets to decide who she marries. He's one of the onlookers, and he's being quiet. That doesn't mean he consents. It's kayesu because he's angry, he's upset, because he's getting married without his consent, and therefore he's being quiet, but that's because he's steaming, not because he's consenting, and therefore such a woman, although she's married to this kayin, is forbidden to go ahead and partake of chumah.